is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, we've been all over the map from civil disobedience non-cooperation to...
I swear we don't need to do a show prep on this show. You just get on, say something, people call in.
That's
awesome.
One of the nice things about doing Free Talk Live is it's an open phone show, so you really can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. But, yeah, everything from talking about the healthcare thing with being civilly disobedient and non-cooperative to a theological discussion, which doesn't tend to pop up on Saturday nights, but it has. And, of course, you've been responding with your thoughts. And we even went into the world of so-called representation, talking about how that's fallacious, taxation, etc. Take us where you want to go. Let's talk to Dustin, listening to WFLA in St. Petersburg. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going? I had heard earlier that you guys were talking about the fact that the Tea Fighters wanted to use taxes for their own ends, mainly the military. And today I spent 5 hours in Orlando at a rally or forum, I should say, put on by Glenn Beck, who's seen as a spiritual leader of that movement. And I can tell you not once was that mentioned. The taking of money and taking it out of social programs and putting it into the military. Actually, towards the end of the event, he actually mentioned taking home troops and minimizing our footprint abroad.
Glenn Beck said that?
I can tell you. Huh?
Glenn Beck said that?
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, that's good.
That's coming along.
There are some people that
I disagreed with my partner on this one, and I'd like to... You said you guys, and I just want to make it clear. I do think the Tea Party movement tends to be skew more Republican. I do not trust Republicans. I did that in the 90s, and we got the Contract with America, and we got, under George Bush, an 80% growth of government. So...
Right, totally agree, and I mean, I'm only 22, so I'm obviously a younger member of this group, but I wholeheartedly agree that the Republicans have screwed up just as much as the Democrats have, and I am a registered Republican.
That's just because you have to be registered. You just have to be registered in Florida in order to vote in a primary.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a stinky rule.
It is, and my girlfriend is actually registered independent, and she's unable to vote. Right.
Well, primary votes are the most important of all votes because you get to decide who is going to represent the party. And I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican. It seems to me if you're going to spend the gasoline to go and vote, which is essentially a statistically insignificant act. But if you're going to do it, you probably should go and do it at the primaries as opposed to the generals.
Exactly.
You know, something that, I mean, just from the voting perspective, we talk about the Free State Project here on this program, and we'll be talking a little bit more about it here in a little bit, but the idea of getting liberty-minded people together in the same place here in New Hampshire and getting active. Mark and myself made the move from the Tampa Bay area a few years ago up here as part of the Free State Project. It's kind of an interesting little way they have their political system set up. You can be registered in New Hampshire as an undeclared voter. So you can be Republican, Democrat, or undeclared. And then if you want to, you can go in on a primary day, and if you want to vote in the Republican primary or the Democrat primary, you can declare yourself as one or the other. And then when you leave, you can undeclare yourself again. So it's kind of
right.
A cool little setup.
And that's the libertarian movement, correct?
No. I was talking about undeclared. There is a Libertarian Party in New Hampshire, but they're not officialized like the Republicans and Democrats are. They don't have the major party status. So you can only register as one of those three options, Republican, Democrat, or undeclared.
I believe it's the only state that has ever voted in a registered Libertarian into its state house, though.
And the undeclared voters can declare themselves as either Republican or Democrat. So if there's a race that you're interested in between the Democrats and there's no real Republican you're interested in, you can become a Democrat for the 5 minutes that it takes to vote and then unbecome a Democrat on your way out. Or same thing for a Republican. If you want to vote in a Republican primary, you can declare as a Republican and vote in the Republican primary and then undeclare back to a kind of a neutral position when you leave. It's kind of a unique little thing that I don't know if it's that way in any other state. but it's pretty interesting. The political system here in New Hampshire is actually set up to where there's the possibility that you could actually change it with enough activist effort. Places like Florida and California are just so entrenched and so difficult to get into the to actually have any kind of success. Anyway, any other thoughts on your mind?
No, I just wanted to make that point clear. Misinformation about the Tea Party movement is all over the place, and that's
sure. Oh, I don't know. We didn't do it. For whatever reason, we lost your call. Apologies about that. But yeah, of course, misinformation is everywhere about the tea parties. I've actually been to a couple of the tea parties, and I can say that, sure, there are going to be some people that are attending the tea parties that actually are in favor of getting government out of our lives. But a lot of the people that are attending the tea parties are absolutely in favor of the state. Now, I didn't say that they were necessarily in favor of gutting social programs, because many of them are on Social Security and things like that, and, you know, the VA, etc. I just think that they aren't really principled. They don't really understand what liberty means.
Of course they aren't. And I think this is where you fall off the wagon, because you sound like you're dissing the Tea Party movement, which is just basically how you and I started.
It's a front for Republican candidates. I mean, come on, that's what it is.
They're attempting to make that happen. You're saying that is so, and that is not so.
What's not so?
It's not so that it's a front for Republican candidates. It's an opportunity for people to get together and discuss the ideas of liberty. Mm. And hopefully they will move along. It sounds to me like Glenn Beck was moving along.
I'm all in favor of them moving along, Mark. I've been the one that has attended these tea parties to speak to the true message.
Thank
of
you
liberty.
For doing that.
I've been the one that's
handed
out the flyers.
I think they're doing great stuff. I mean,
I've
good.
Been the one that has handed out the flyers. I don't know. What are they doing, though? I mean, besides just waving signs.
What do you do? What did you do at first? You figured it out. You found out about the ideas of liberty. You tried some things.
Right.
They failed. You know, I mean, I think we all try things that fail. I think we're failing less now.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I mean,
be kind. That's all.
There's just not much that's actually happening as a result of it beyond Republican politicians getting people to support their campaigns.
I think
which is not going to result in any increase in freedom.
The more that Republicans talk about the ideas of liberty, the better chance you have of getting more principled candidates like Ron Paul and things like that in there. Look, I understand that there's really not much you're doing at this point except rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The United States government has spent itself into
oblivion.
Yeah,
and I'm just saying, don't pretend like it's anything else. That's all. I'm not going to candy coat my message for these people.
I think I think that it alienates people if you say that your version of liberty sucks.
Well, you don't have liberty if you support Republicans or Democrats in general. More coming up here, 800-259-9231 with your phone calls about what you want. We got a Ricky listening in St. Pete to WFLA. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky. Going once?
There
you're on the air.
Okay.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to mention you were talking about the Bible and stuff, and y'all were getting into a lot of sidetracks, and I just wanted to bring up a little Bible prophecy, which is true.
Hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. So Jesus is teaching the disciples, and one of them asked, "What will be the sign of your returning?" And Jesus said, "The land will be filled with violence and terrorism."
Terrorism?
There will be earthquakes in diverse places.
Wars and rumors of wars.
There will be pestilence. There will be wars and rumors of wars. The waves will roar and the winds will howl before the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Now, how do you know that's true?
Isn't that happening already? I mean, didn't that happen all throughout the last 2,000 years? You know, pestilence, earthquakes, wars.
Yeah. And it's in a very short time. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years. It's a very short period of time.
Didn't Paul say that it was going that God was going to come back soon?
And Jesus is coming back soon.
I don't consider 2,000 years soon, and I find that a problem that he would write that in the Bible when I would interpret soon as soon, and it's been 2,000 years.
A day with the Lord is 1,000 years.
I understand the cryptology that goes into it, but I think
a thousand years is as a day.
I think God should be clear with me if he wants me to be saved and not go to eternal torment.
So you said Jesus is coming back when? What year? 2012?
2012. You got
it. Hey, Mark O'Donnell, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You better sell all your crap or something. What are you supposed to do about that if you believe it? What do you do about that? Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/pk.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including various different ways to listen to the show. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, our webcam, and listen lines, which allow you to listen via any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get them for free. Get all the details and tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies Summer Seminar Program is now accepting applications. until March the 31st, so it's getting very, very close. There are 11 different seminars on all aspects of liberty. They're in major cities across the country. The IHS will pay your meals and housing while you are there. All you have to do is get there. As I said, the deadline is March the 31st. Really, really, if you are an undergraduate, graduate student, or recently graduated, go to libertarianseminars.com for the summer seminar program from the Institute for Humane Studies, libertarianseminars.com.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want, and go to Joe, listening in Tampa, to WFLA. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Joe, Tampa, going once.
Hello.
Hey, Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Listen, I was calling about the guy that called earlier and talking about quantum proof.
Mm-hmm.
And Christianity, as far as I know, is based on faith.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that Jesus died for our sins. You have to believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I wanted to say. We have to have faith. You have to have faith in something.
Well, you don't really have to, I suppose. Some people, atheists, I don't know, would an atheist say they have faith in themselves, or would they just shy away from using that term at all? I used to be an atheist, so I would think that my old atheist self would likely have rejected the idea of faith in the first place.
Well, I don't know. I'm not an atheist, so I don't know what an atheist would believe in. But I myself, every day when I work, I'm a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
If I measure something, I have to have faith that I measured it right to cut it and make it fit.
I don't know if that's the right application of the word faith. I mean, there's
concrete
reality involved there.
Do what now?
There's concrete reality involved in whether or not you measured it. You can always measure it a second time in case you were concerned that you might have measured it wrong the first time.
Well, yeah, they say measure twice and cut once,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
It's good advice.
But I think we all do have to believe in something, or should believe in something. And if we don't, then we're just going along blindly.
Thank you for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, you know, guys like that have their faith, I have nothing to say to them. You know, I've got no malice against them, you know, like that. And if it's about their faith, that's fine with me. You know, to me, what it's about is threatening people.
Nelson is listening in New York City. Nelson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there. Nelson, going once. Nelson, in New York City, going twice.
Hey, yes.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, thanks.
You're
on
the air.
Hold for 2 hours.
What's on your mind tonight?
Sorry.
You're putting everybody ahead of me. Anyways.
Did you have something you wanted to share?
I called. What?
I was going to say, did you have something you wanted to share? Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, well, first of all, I can say I am an IHS alumni, and it is a good program.
Thank you.
So I enjoyed my time there, but I called about the guy way back talking about Christianity being a socialist. Is basically a socialist idea, I think is what he said, a socialist religion.
I didn't hear
the
that,
Bible,
but okay.
Socialist. And I said that no, it's really not. And this actually came up last week when I had a speaker at our church. He teaches at one of the colleges here in New York, and I think he's fairly somewhat typical of a lot of preachers in that, you know, government is good and we need to bow down, kind of whatever. And I very much disagree with him. And I think that, talk about John Locke and life, liberty, and property. I think the Bible actually does talk about the ideas of liberty, the ideas of property, that we have property rights and we have a right of property, not the right to property. And that includes food and things like that. And that it also says, if man does not work, he shall not eat. So I think it's not a socialist religion that you are to work for your food. As far as the right of property, it says thou shalt not steal. So I think that is a recognition of the right of property, and that includes the right to your labor.
Yep.
Labor.
Thou shalt not steal, even if you're part of the government.
Well, I think what you are referencing, I'm thinking
even if you're part of the government, if you are it doesn't matter where you are. You know, the government should not steal. That's right.
I think what Nelson was referring to, Mark, was actually you made some statement about the Bible being socialist, because the caller earlier made some kind of wealth redistribution citation from the Bible, and then you labeled that as socialist. I don't remember exactly what the citation was. But it's likely, the Bible's a big book, and it's likely that you could go in there and find any old thing you want, justification for socialism.
Nehemiah says the Pegasus descends from heaven with the rays of light, and, you know, people can call it whatever they want.
Well, it does call for charity, but it's the idea that socialism is forced charity.
Yes.
That's not what the Bible is.
It's not charity at all.
You should be willing to give.
Charity is
like the books that you don't like. You know, it's building charity.
Charity is a form.
It doesn't say you have to share.
Charity is a form of love, and you can't have love when your money's being stolen from you at the threat of violence to yourself and your family.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I absolutely agree. Right. I think he was saying how the government is, you know, we have to do what the government says, basically. And
just like the Christians did with the Roman government, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of the preachers are paid by our government, and Alex Jones shows this a lot, is that they're paid to preach Romans 13, just like they did, you know, they did the same thing back in under Hitler. They preached Romans 13. The government is, you know, you're supposed to give service to the government, and it's in our Constitution, you know, we are the government, and our Caesar or our king is the Constitution, and so...
Well, I didn't sign the Constitution, so I don't consider it mine, but thank you, Nelson, for the call, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'll render unto John Hancock what is John Hancock's. You can have it all.
At his grave. 800-259-9231.
That's the Declaration of Independence, but whatever.
The people who signed the Constitution did not even sign it... When they signed it, it was in witness thereof. So they didn't even actually adhere their names to it as an agreement. Essentially, the Constitution is an unsigned agreement. Even though there are signatures on it, they did not sign it as a
binding.
It's not
an agreement.
Right. It's not a binding agreement for them. And so they're dead.
For people to be bound to an agreement, they must have understood and agreed to that agreement in the beginning. You cannot bind somebody through democracy. So if I decide that I'm not bound to the Constitution, and I would believe that even if I said at one point I was bound by the Constitution, now I can choose to not be, that's fine. I mean, my sovereignty is mine, and it really can't be taken away, and I don't care how fancy the lettering is on your document.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Again, freetalklive.com, redesign for 2010. You go there, create yourself an account. It's totally free. You can then submit whatever kind of show prep suggestions you want to. News stories, video posts, blog posts, anything you can think of, you submit it in there. If it's already been submitted, well, you'll find that out, which is great because it helps prevent duplicate submissions. You can then just vote up what you like, vote down what you don't like, and the best stories make it to the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and enjoy that. There's more coming up here. Still a whole half hour to go with your phone calls about what you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic, and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why PlantSkid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those, including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show, as well as chat with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. Chat room, webcam, both free. Our website is free. cam.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We did it. We joined the Free State Project, made the move to New Hampshire. We're some of the early movers, and you can be too. The Free State Project has reached over 10,000 participants within the last couple weeks, which is a big milestone for us. We're halfway to the goal of 20,000, so come on, go to freestateproject.org. Sign us, yeah. Learn more about it. Get on board and get yourself up here to New Hampshire if you really want a chance at liberty in your lifetime. There's no better place than around hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are actually getting active in order to achieve it. We continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. I think we have John in Massachusetts. John, are you with us? John in Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I just wanted to call in and speak, if I could, about the Tea Party movement.
Yes, sir.
I know myself, I went to a couple of the Tea Party events, and to tell you the truth, I was pretty disappointed just by the common ignorance that's out there about, you know, what liberty is. And also, not only that, but it just seems to me that a lot of the people out there, they just have no idea, you know, what their government is doing to them. And just no idea, you know, what freedom really is. And
they know they don't like Obama, though.
Well, the only reason that they go to these events is because, you know, they think that they'll get lower taxes out of it. And, you know, if that's the only reason they're going, they're really missing the point.
What is the point?
Well, the point is, you know, if the Tea Party movement was successful, it would be to promote liberty, and, you know, you got to start somewhere, basically. So, but it just seems to me like there's just a general ignorance out there about, you know, why they're there, and they're just there to support the Republican candidate and not, you know, have to pay any more taxes, so...
That's Do you think that's what they're advocating, is not paying any more taxes? I haven't heard that message.
I know at the one I went to, it was all about don't spend any more money for, you know, out of my paycheck, is what everybody there was.
So that means just stop taking more taxes. We just want you to stop.
Income tax. And I think that's a good place to start. You know, Ron Paul, during his 2008 run for the presidency, said that if we got rid of the IRS and the money that they generated, the government would shrink to the size, in 2008, he said this, to the size of 1997.
Except that's not what they're saying. He just said they're talking about just stopping taking more, not, rejecting the IRS.
Right. But in order to stop, you know, in order to get rid of income taxes completely, you have to start by stop taking more. You know, you have to start somewhere.
I don't think you have to, but it is a way to go about doing it. And I'm for them not taking anything more. By more, though, I would interpret that to say is they're not allowed to take anything more from me. And they progressively take a certain percentage from me on a regular basis, and I would like that to stop.
Exactly. So that's all. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in and. Thank you very much for taking my call.
John, thank you for being there. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, Mark, I mean, it's like, I'm not trying to be mean to the Tea Partiers. I'm just trying to tell it like it is. And when I've been to the Tea Party movements, I haven't heard anything really about liberty beyond some buzzwords about how they don't like what the government's doing, how there's tyranny now, but there wasn't tyranny during the George Bush administration. And
I believe some feel that way and some don't.
It's a group of people that obviously some do and some don't, but I'm talking about the speakers and the people that that were being heard and the people I talked to while I was there.
I think a lot of people don't know how to access the real liberty speakers.
Right. That's why I came. That's why I spoke. That's why I was handing out flyers and things like that. But they do need to hear what real liberty means. And even if that's a message that at first they're going to bristle against, they do need to hear it unvarnished and presented in as realistic and also as persuasive of a manner as possible. Some sort of a manner that is tailored to them to where they could understand it. And I did my best to do that, so I don't want to make it sound like I'm taking a big dump on the Tea Parties. I think that there's some value there, but I don't think they should fool themselves into thinking they're going to do anything else beyond just promote, you know, the next batch of Republicans.
I am very concerned that we have that this is going to be Contract with America Part 2.
That's what it sounds like to me.
But, you know, I think that people taking action for liberty, even if that action, you know, may not result in complete liberty, is a good thing.
We continue with George listening to KBYO in Louisiana. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Evening, fellas.
What's on your mind tonight, George?
Caught my interest earlier. I was corrected. The screener told me it was Mark. I thought to Ian, I thought you said that you had a felony in Florida, but the screener told me it was Mark. I was curious, and I certainly am not trying to prejudge anything. I'm really curious as to what the felony was about and how it influenced Mark and what it was about, and I mean there probably was some kind of a missed call. I can't imagine Mark being convicted of a felony. I'm just curious.
Well, the Mark today isn't the same Mark he was 20 years ago, and I'm sure you're not the same George you were 20 years ago. But I'll let Mark answer your question.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well, the felony was a second degree murder charge, and I was, I can't go into detail because of the Son of Sam laws that are in the United States don't allow me to profit from the telling of the story, and I make profit off of this radio show, so I can't tell a story on it.
Okay.
But I can say that I was there, and I did some things I shouldn't have done. I didn't kill anybody, but I didn't have the expectation that was going to happen, but it did, and. You know, with the felony one murder laws in the United States as they are, I could have been convicted of first-degree murder, so I took a plea. I was scared. I didn't have good legal counsel.
Yeah.
I talked to the police when I shouldn't have talked to the police. And well, I did 9 years in prison for it. And I believe
you did
nine for it. Nine.
You did 9 years, Mark?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Dang it, man. What kind of Well, this is a silly question, but I'm really interested. What kind of influence did those 9 years do to bring you to where you are now in New Hampshire?
Well, I don't know that I couldn't tell you how they brought me the 10 years after I've been out more than 10 years.
Did you say you found out about freedom from the jail guards?
I found out from the jail guards there, the ideas of liberty. I started reading Imprimis magazine, which sent out by Hillsdale College. I found some of the ideas of liberty, but
you found me when you got out.
Oh God. more or less, it was a growing experience for me. It allowed me to read a great deal. I wanted to learn a language and do all these things, better myself while I had the time, and I did that, and I think I'm a better man for the experience.
Can I interject just one other thing, and then I'll let you go? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Last night my grandsons were here, and my second grandson, the middle aged one. Last night I was listening to 92.7, and an alternative speaker was on Michael Savage's show, and he was talking nonsense, and my grandson says, "Why don't you just shut up, stupid? You're just trying to make people mad and all this." And I told him, I said, his name is Brandon. I said, "Brandon, look, don't get mad. Just listen to what they're saying. You got to weed through it." Because my grandson, he's like 10 or 11. My oldest one's like 15, and the youngest one's like 7 or 8. And I'm concerned about what they're learning in school, whether it's good or bad or right or wrong. I'm concerned about it. Whenever he went back in the house, my son, his dad, come out and said, "Dad, what are you listening to? I said, "No, you got it all wrong." But anyway, I like listening to all this, and I'm trying to weed through all of it. Just like
well,
I told my
grandson.
I hope
we helped you out a little bit here tonight, George. Thanks for the call, but I don't recommend listening to Michael Savage unless you want your blood pressure to rise or your hate monger. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, but I'm not going to give you the number because, honestly, the lines are loaded up. And if we don't get a chance to get to your call tonight, well, call back Monday night. We've got 6 nights a week that we do this show, 3 hours a night, so 18 hours a week should be plenty of time for you to get your call in about whatever's on your mind. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you want to support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Do your best in this final segment to keep your thoughts as, I guess, punctual or as short as possible. Punctual, not the correct word. We continue, though, with your phone calls. Hugh is listening in West Palm Beach to WFTL. Hugh, you're on Free Talk Live. Punctuated, perhaps, is what I was looking for. Anyway, go ahead. Truncated?
So you said it's an idiot. Someone who don't believe in God, right?
An atheist is somebody who does not believe in a higher power.
Well, I know you heard about Israel, the nation Israel, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know you heard about King David, right?
Yes.
He was the greatest king that ever lived. And God gave him the power to feed the whole world. And he had more than anybody else. And he said in the Bible, the same Bible many people don't believe. Psalms chapter 14, he said, a fool says in his heart, there ain't no God. All right, and this man had everything, much woman, much children, whatever he had. And he said that, you know, I'm not against you for your belief, but that's what the Bible says.
I didn't say that I didn't believe there was no God.
No, I didn't say you said it, but the person who said it was an atheist on the phone.
Okay.
And you're saying, what happened? So, I couldn't quite make out what you had said there.
Let me say it again.
Yeah. Say it right into your phone.
You know about the nation Israel.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the whole thing again. Just the one phrase that you said about atheists.
I'm not against someone saying they are, but the Bible say a fool said in his heart, there ain't no going.
A fool. Okay, gotcha. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. As we continue here, and we'll talk to Craig, listening and keen to WKBK. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Craig, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to disagree with Ian a little bit.
Sure.
I think that in any mass movement or a moderate-sized movement, for example, the Tea Party movement, there's going to be all kinds of different people with some things in common, and there's also going to be all kinds of different levels of awareness among those people. So given that, I think it's a bit unfair for you to presume that you have some sort of advanced conception of liberty compared to the Tea Party movement.
Well, I can say that I have an advanced conception of liberty as compared to myself 10 years ago. I think that there's a certain path to liberty that that people can take, and I think that that you're right. It's not fair to group everybody all into one group, but I can make a statement based on my experiences of who I have spoken with at the Tea Parties and who I did hear speaking at the Tea Parties, and I think that's those are fair things to say. So I wasn't really trying to put everybody in one category, but at the same time, there is only one meaning for liberty. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I think that that's a pretty complex subject, and I don't think that anybody has a monopoly on it. And I think that
don't believe that a word can have one definition, that there's one common definition that applies to a word. You believe you can just define it as you want, and liberty can mean whatever you want it to mean. Is that the idea?
No, I wouldn't say that.
So what would you say that?
I also want to say that even people that aren't particularly well educated or knowledgeable about the history of freedom in civilizations within the Tea Party have an advanced enough idea of liberty and what they're supporting. For example, even if somebody simply says, "I don't want my money taken away from me by the government," that in and of itself is a legitimate freedom issue, I think, and I don't think that that should be denigrated.
Did I denigrate that? I absolutely agree with that. I think that there are people there that that don't mind the government taking money from them because they just want it to be.
It's not about the government taking money from people who want their money taken. It's about the government. You said the monopolies are bad, and I agree with you. The government has the monopoly privilege of taking your money from you and enacting violence upon you if you do not comply. That's a bad thing.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think we're in a fair amount of agreement here. Anything else on your mind tonight, Greg?
No, that's it. I just wanted to make the point that there's a lot more to the most ignorant, least educated Tea Party member, and that should be honored and appreciated. I don't think that en masse that there's a level of ignorance among Tea Party members. I think that's ridiculous. I think that they're really good people. And that
fact that some of them want to kill people around the world. I mean, is that?
I think that that's a wild and immature statement.
Well,
immature. And not particularly thoughtful.
Well, do you disagree? Do you think that they don't want to kill people?
We think about liberty.
I think that's a ridiculous statement. No, I don't agree with that.
You don't.
I think that there are, like I said in the beginning, I think that there are all kinds of people involved in any mass movement.
I agree with that.
So then you're painting them with a broad brush.
No, I'm specifically talking about the ones that want to kill people around the world. Are they good people? That's what I'm asking you. I'm not saying all of them want to kill people around the world. I'm saying some people at the Tea Parties want to murder people around the world in the name of whatever the heck.
See, but when you make a statement like that, there is an implication that this is a characteristic of people of that movement, and that's ridiculous.
No, that's not what I said. I said some of those people. Let me make myself clear. I think that there are people that don't attend Tea Parties that want to kill people around the world. There are people that call themselves progressives and liberals that want to kill people around the world. So I'm not trying to paint all Tea Partiers that way. All I was saying is you said you made a general statement that the people at the Tea Parties are good people, and I think that in their personal lives, they probably
are.
Hang on, Craig. I think that in their personal lives, they probably are very good people to their families and their loved ones, but at the same time, they support murdering people via the U.S. military. I don't think that's a very good thing. Do you?
They? What do you mean by they? Do you mean the majority?
The people who support. I'm not talking about any majority or anything like that. I'm saying the people at the Tea Parties who support the military interventionism around the world. Those people specifically. However many of them are, I'm not speculating toward.
Craig, I think that.
I'm asking Craig a question, Mark. I'd like to get an answer from it.
Okay. What's your question?
My question was about those members of the Tea Party movement who are supporting killing people around the world via the military. Do you consider them to be good people in that particular aspect?
Well, that's a loaded question because killing people is sometimes necessary and is sometimes part of something that I might agree with. So in some instances, yes. In some instances, no. Do you see how
you're talking
about
innocent people?
What you're doing is you're oversimplifying a concept by asking a loaded question.
Well, you made the statement that they were good people. I was just simply rebutting that, that some of them are not good because they support killing innocent people. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Mark, did you want to get something in real quick?
No, I'm done.
All right. So we go to, I believe, Ben is on the line in Athens, Georgia. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian Mamwich.
Boy, you've been listening a long time.
Yeah, you're
old school.
Listener.
Old school. Bro.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ben. Quick.
Yeah, really quick. Faith and hope. Because faith, that's one thing, but I hope people move to the Free State Project. And it's like me and my girlfriend. I mean, I'm in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Texas. I hope that we're going to be up there next year.
Great. Me too.
How does that balance out with faith? I'm not religious, but I'm saying, I mean, is that not the same mentality?
Well, I think that faith, you know, is probably something more certain than hope. Hope is something that's iffy.
How so?
Well, faith you believe it is true, whereas hope you believe you hope that it is true.
So that's how you feel about the Free State Project.
I hope that the Free State Project works out. Yes.
Do you not have faith in it?
I'm
not religious, man. I've
seen evidence that I can point to. I do have faith in it in that respect.
Even
yes.
Before it started, did you not have faith in it?
I would have to say I did. You know, I mean, I had a certain. It seemed logical to me, and that made sense to me. And I don't have a problem with a person's faith. You know, that as
no,
I said,
I agree with you, man. Trust me, I'm the one dragging a Texan raised Vietnamese nurse up New Hampshire next year.
If
you don't think that's easy? All right.
I definitely see that there's some subtleties here that we don't have time to flesh out. I thank you, Ben, for the call tonight. Let's see if we can get Rick on the line in California. Quickly here, Rick, you got about the last 20 seconds or so.
Okay, I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, and I wanted to believe the Bible for a time. I was taught how to defend the Bible, and I did sort of believe that argument for a while, but what I found, ultimately, the arguments start falling apart, and what convinced me that it's not true is basically just evolution of the fossil record pretty much disproves Genesis.
Satan put them funny-shaped bones around to confuse people.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. We are out of time tonight for the Saturday edition of the program. It has been Ian with you.
And Mike.
And if you didn't get your chance to get your thoughts on the air, just call us back Monday night. We'll talk to you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.